I'm joined in studio by the wonderful Kelly Walsh O'Connor. Kelly's sitting facing me. She's a mother, she's a wife, she's a home builder, a businesswoman, a personal trainer. But most importantly, Kelly's a wonderful advocate for a better life. Kelly's passionate about nutrition and you're inspired to help others. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Shane. How are you?
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming in to me this morning.
No problem at all.
As I was just saying there before the little intro, you're now my friend since like 10 minutes ago. There's no going back.
I love making friends.
Good. Listen, we all need friends. So Kelly, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Tell us your story. Who are you? What do you do? How do you do it?
Well, where do I start? I suppose a personal trainer, but I like to think of myself as not just a personal trainer, as in training people physically, but also I love to look after people's mental health. And, you know, when people come to me, they're always looking to fix the outside of them. And usually it's an issue with something that's going on a little bit deeper than that. So I like to help them with all aspects of their well-being.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're passionate about helping others. Why, Kelly?
I suffered really bad from anxiety from a very young age. And, you know, growing up, I felt like I had no confidence. My self-worth was really low. And I really struggled with it. Nobody would have really known that. So I was really good at hiding it and pretending that I was okay. And I had a really good, you know, love for makeup and clothes and going out. So I just, you know, always had the mask on and pretended a lot that I was doing okay. But really, inside, I was very down and very sad. And that continued on up until my adult life. I always found exercise was a huge benefit to me during those times. So, you know, just getting the endorphins going and all of that and eating well, and that really did help a lot. But kind of came to a turning point then when we set up the business, and I felt like, because I really wanted to help people, because I know what it feels like to feel so down and to, you know, not really like yourself and all of that kind of thing, I felt like I was taking everybody's problems on, and I really struggled with that, of how to set boundaries between, you know. So I was going home worrying about everybody, and it just kind of, well, that and loads of different things, but I felt like I was living in a state of anxiety all the time, but I didn't really tell anybody. So I would go into a class and teach a class and come out of the class and go into the toilet and break down and cry. And like you were saying earlier on, I was surrounded by absolutely amazing people. I had everything that I could ever wish for in my life, but I felt really lonely and really sad. And, you know, sometimes that was really debilitating, because I felt quite selfish about how I felt, because I really did have everything that I could ever want, but still, okay. I was still sad.
Okay.
So yeah, turning point was I had a little bit of a breakdown. Loads of different things happened to lead
up
to
this
point.
So when you say a little bit of a breakdown.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
I was feeling very, very sad. Okay. And I didn't really know who to tell or what to do. Now, obviously, the people that were closest to me knew what was going on. Like, my husband would say to me, you know, it's not right that you cry every day. But for me, that was really normal to cry a lot. So leading up to the absolute breaking point, I was in my car. And before that, I had gone on holidays with my family and a couple of friends, and we were away in Toronto, and we were having a great time. And I'll never forget how unbelievably sad I was on that holiday. It was like I was totally disconnected from everybody. I was just pretending to enjoy myself and then going back to the hotel room and crying, and all this kind of thing was going on, and I didn't really understand it myself. So when I came back from the holiday, I was feeling particularly bad. And this one day, I asked a friend of mine to come and meet me so I could have a chat with her and just kind of explain how I was feeling. That week, I'd been in my car and I kind of said to myself, do you know what? I'd love to just be in a car crash. You know, I didn't really want to die necessarily, but I just wanted it all to stop. And after I had that thought, I was like...
So when you say you wanted it all to stop, what did you want to stop?
My head, really. The okay. anxiety, the nervousness, the self-loathing, all of those type of things. And yeah, I just really wanted a break from my own mind. But when I had that thought, I was like, oh my God, I really need to go talk to somebody and tell somebody how I feel. And as I said, I had huge support from family and friends, from my husband. But it was like admitting that to somebody when you feel like you're so selfish because you have everything that you could want. Okay. Anyway, it's just people confuse, I think, depression with going around and being in bad form all the time and crying and not being able to get out of bed, where I was like in a state of like pretend, and I was exhausted from pretending to be okay. So I met that girl that day, and I kind of had a chat with her, and I was saying, you know, I really don't feel well, and you know, I'm having all these thoughts. And she was like, right, we need to go and get you to talk to somebody. And you know, I was doing all the things that I would tell everybody else to do: exercise, eat right, you know.
So this girl you met,
yeah,
okay, was she a friend or who?
She's a friend of mine. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so someone you trusted?
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah. She was actually studying psychology at the time.
Okay.
So I thought maybe she'd be a good one to tell. Now, as I said, the people that were closest to me would have really kind of known this, maybe not to the extent, but they knew there was something going on with me, you know.
So you spoke to her?
Yes.
She helped you? She sent you somewhere?
No. So that particular day when we went for this walk, myself and Alan were after buying a new house, and we had gotten a lend of money, and I had taken the money out to pay the builder the next day, and I left the money in my bag in the car in the boot, went for the walk with the girl to tell her how terrible I felt, came back, the car was broken into, all the money was gone. So,
oh my God.
I know. So that was, you know, when they say the straw that breaks the camel back, that was absolute breaking point for me. Yeah. So after that, then I had to, I couldn't go to work. I cried all day, all night, couldn't sleep. So I was having like an emotional breakdown, basically. And I had a really good doctor at the time, so she came to see me, and I was put on medication. After a couple of weeks then, I couldn't leave the house, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even really speak, I couldn't.
So it all just crashed?
Yeah, all crashed. And it was years and years of loads of different things.
A build up
of things. So after that then, I thankfully, as I said, with the support of my family and friends, I don't know what I would have done without them. I eventually then went to a psychotherapist out of Malahide who completely changed my life. So I went to him consistently for about 3 months, and then I'd go every second week, and I still actually go to him now every now and again. But he completely changed me, you know. So
what was it that he actually changed?
Well, we went back to my childhood, you know. He kind of made me understand why I was always feeling so anxious and not good enough and not worthy enough. And you know, it was understanding my feelings more that made me get through it, because he'd say, well, you're only doing that because of this. So you know the way they say, you know, you act out your feelings, your thoughts become your feelings, and your feelings become your actions. So very often my actions would be out of fear, because I was afraid I wasn't good enough, or I'd afraid I'd fail. And
do you feel that because you were helping everybody else and you were being the fixer and you were there, you were in the gym, you were helping people be better, but underneath it all, you wanted to be really helped and you wanted to help us?
Yeah, it was like I was trying to make myself feel better by helping others, but and it did, don't get me wrong. I get great satisfaction out of helping people feel good about themselves. But yeah, it was like sometimes my husband Alan would say to me, Kelly, like, you keep saying, you know, oh, when I go on this holiday, I'll feel fine. I just need a holiday. Or if I buy the house, I'll be fine. Or if I do this, I'll be fine. Yeah. I was always searching for that happiness that doesn't exist. You know, your happiness has to come from within. So it wasn't until I went to the psychotherapist and really found contentment within myself, that was the complete change point for me.
What was the major turning point for you?
Well, you know what? I kind of said to myself, I just couldn't continue with the way that I was. You know, I have so many people around me that I love so much, and I hated seeing them suffer because of me as well. And then I just thought, you know, they can't spend your life living in the past and
being sad.
And you know, I think there's a time and place for everybody to feel sad, but it's, you know, having the right support network there, doing the right thing to get over it. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, I wanted to start a family. I didn't want my children to see me
not like this,
like that, not being able
but
to
but it's okay
it. Yeah, no, it is, it definitely is,
it's okay.
And the big thing that I would learn from it is, you know, now that I, when I have a bad day, I allow myself to have a bad day.
As I say, the waves are going to come.
Yeah.
Regardless, there's always going to be waves in the ocean.
Yeah.
Get on the surfboard, ride the waves, welcome the feelings.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, I always tell people now, you know, have a good cry, get spray tan, be grand.
And brush your hair.
So,
Kelly, what empowers you to keep going? Because I'm sure there's days when you just feel like.
Do you know what? Because I really love what I do, so the people like in my life empower me to keep going. You know.
So when you say I love what I do, what do you do?
Well, you know, bit of this, bit of that. No, so obviously I'm co-owner of Body Transformations down in Clongriffin.
What is that? Just for anyone listening,
it's Body Transformation Studio in Clongriffin. So myself and Richie Carrick are the owners there, and it's a studio-based gym. So it's not a gym that you go in and just pay or whatever. You go in, you either do classes or you do personal training. And the reason why we set it up that way is because we wanted to create a community. We wanted to know everybody that walked through our doors. You know, we wanted people to feel part of something, to feel like it was a family. And, you know, so that's what we set out to do almost 7 years ago now. And yeah.
Okay.
It's been going strong.
And how is it going?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Like, it's funny, like, I didn't even know Richie before we started the business. Alan would have known him. We kind of met through a mutual friend and we just got on. And, you know, without Alan actually telling me to take the chance and take the risk, I probably wouldn't have done it, but I did. And, you know, sometimes I think to myself, you just got to believe in yourself. But if you have the right support network around, you can do anything, you know. So it's been really great and really successful, and I meet amazing people all day.
Do you think everyone suffers?
Yes, I do. I definitely do. And I hope nowadays that people are a little bit more open to the idea of talking, you know. But no, I do. I think at one point or another, people do suffer, definitely.
Okay. To look back on you on your darkest days or your saddest moments, what would you say to yourself now?
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about this morning. I'd probably just say to definitely get the help, tell somebody. You know, love yourself a little bit more. Be a little bit kind to yourself.
So what if I have told somebody and I didn't get the reaction I wanted?
Yeah, go somewhere else. Tell somebody else. You know, definitely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So just don't give up.
No, don't give up. Because people don't understand, you know, and it's not out of, like, meanness. They just probably don't. Like, I'm sure if I said to somebody, oh, I feel really sad, they'd be like, oh, for God's sake, like, you have everything. What are you sad about? You know, so, but people that really knew me would know what it would have went on in my life for me to get to that point, you know, that kind of way.
I think people are genuinely, you know, there are a certain percentage of people that are like sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know people that you look at and kind of go, they're always sad. Do you think it's because they don't understand what's going on in their head or their mind or their feelings or their emotions?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think because I meet people like that all the time, and I think people get locked into this negativity and they don't really know how to get out of it again. And maybe they're surrounded by people who are negative and bringing them down and sucking their energy. So, yeah, I definitely think there's a lot of people that don't really realise that they are like that, and maybe it's just they have to change, you know, the people that they're with, their environment, what they do, you know. So yeah.
So when you turned around and you kind of said, right, I'm on the road to recovery, you were seeing mm-hmm. your, I call him your helper.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
So
he's
so
like my teacher.
Yes, brilliant. So when you're seeing your teacher, you're on the road, you know, you're feeling really good. Have you had any little major knockbacks where you're kind of saying, oh God, this is going to come now?
Oh God, yeah, all the time. I do, but now I have the tools to deal with it. You know, now I know exactly what my triggers are. I know that, you know, if I have certain feelings or thoughts, I literally
can manage them.
I can manage them so much better now.
What has been your most recent knockback?
Well, actually, funny enough, I'm pregnant now, and we really wanted this baby, and we had to get a little bit of fertility helped along the way, and thankfully it worked, and then I got pregnant. But I got a thing called hyperemesis, which basically means that you're sick all of the time. So I was sick all day, all night, couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, couldn't look after Jackson, couldn't go to work, couldn't do anything really. And I got really, really down. And it was funny, my whole mindset was, well, you know what, you don't really deserve this baby, and you should be happy about this, and you're not happy, and you don't deserve it, and all of that. It was like it happened straight away, back into that self-loathing. And thankfully I have, as I said, the tools to be able to go, don't listen to that negative voice, accept it, acknowledge it, know that it's there, it's always there.
Okay.
But I just don't let it control me like the way that I would have before.
Okay, well. Yeah. So for anybody wanting to ask Kellyanne any questions, you can text us. The number is 087-6944-500. Kelly, one thing that has struck me by you is that, you know, so yesterday and this morning we had a little bit of text messaging going back and forward about, you know, what you got to say and whatever else. And you were like, oh God, I'm a little bit anxious, or I'm a little bit, you know, nervous. I don't know what to be saying. You're sitting in front of me now, and if we didn't have that conversation yesterday or this morning, I would think that you're ready to take on the world. I don't think you understand how powerful you are.
Oh, listen, I was awake all night. I was so worried. And as I said, it's like I talk about this stuff. I'm so open with all of my clients about my mental health issues, and I talk about it all day, every day. So, but I think sometimes a little bit of nervousness is good.
Nerves
as well.
Are good,
yeah.
Because it's outside your comfort zone. So when you get nervous and you get a little bit like, what empowers you to keep going?
Well, actually, I get very empowered by the thought that maybe, just maybe, I would help even one person. Just one person listening might say, oh God, that's how I feel, maybe I'll go help. And that inspires me.
Okay, so to anybody listening, because I guarantee you we've got people listening that are saying, it's all well and good, and you've got a husband, mm-hmm. and you're, you know, absolutely beautiful looking, you've got a child, you've got one on the way, you're a business owner. To me, if I didn't know you necessarily on the street, I think you were like, you know, a multimillionaire because you look so fantastic. So, you know, you never judge a book by its cover.
No, no,
so
no.
What would you say to somebody that's thinking like that?
Yeah, like, as you just said there, don't ever judge a book by its cover. I've learned that throughout the years when people walk through the doors for personal training. Like, you always initially have this perception of somebody, but everybody has a battle that they're going through, or a struggle, or insecurities, and especially nowadays with social media. But I would say, you know, if you're feeling any way bad, for me, a good thing that I used to do is I'd write it down, and, you know, write down what it is exactly that I was feeling, and if there was any ways that I could do things myself, like eat a little bit better, exercise, you know, do all that type of thing. And if that what really wasn't working, then go seek medical advice.
To anybody who thinks there is just no way out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there definitely is. I had been through counsellors from the time I was 10 years old. And I used to just pretend that they were working just so everyone would get off my case. Okay. I'd go, oh, sure, I'm grand now, you know, but I wasn't. So I would say, if you go to somebody and you don't get that initial connection, go somewhere else. You know, just don't give up. But they're not going to fix it in one session.
You've said a couple of times throughout this interview that you have covered up.
Mm-hmm.
What were the reasons for that?
Well, because I felt so selfish for how I felt. I felt like, you know, how can you be sad when there's people suffering in the world? You know, I stopped watching the news because I felt like a horrible person looking at people suffering in war-torn countries and famines, and going, my God, Kelly, get a grip yourself. You know, look, it could be so much worse. But I just couldn't get out of that state of sadness.
Okay.
Yeah.
At that time.
At
but
that time.
Now you're...
Yeah,
you're
at the, that time.
Okay. So what's next?
Well, what I'm hoping... I went back to college this year. So I went back and did psychotherapy myself, because I do feel like that personal training and therapy goes hand in hand. And I just wanted to get maybe a little bit more of a qualification on that, because I can only... you know, advise
so
people
much.
On my own experience. I decided after I did that that wasn't really the area that I wanted to go down. So next year, I'm hoping to go back to college. My husband's probably having a heart attack listening to this, but I'm going to do a really intense nutrition course, and my whole plan would be then that people can come and sit down with me and I can counsel them through their lifestyle change. So whether that be through exercise, nutrition, you know,
okay.
To, yeah, that kind of thing. So that's hopefully what's coming in the future.
So the ideal picture is to help hand in hand with people that have kind of experiencing or have experienced what you've experienced.
Yeah, so the whole mind, body, soul concept, you know.
I'm extremely passionate about fitness, and I think there's days when you just don't want to do it.
Yes.
But I know myself, like I think it was two, maybe 3 weeks ago, I had a really busy weekend, work was really busy, and I remember getting out of the bed and saying, I'm not going to the gym, and I had to drag myself to the gym. I would have paid money not to go. And I remember walking out of the gym feeling like I had just won the lotto.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if somebody told me that, I would have said, you're, you know, taking something that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then when you, you know, step into that zone and you experience it.
Oh, yeah.
So to anyone listening, just before we finish up, to we just got a couple of texts here. So someone just said that Kelly's an absolute inspiration. She's a great trainer and she's also a great listener. Oh. Kelly, thank you very much. And that's anonymous. So,
thank you.
So look, if you have any texts, we're going to be here for the next couple of minutes. You can text us on 087-6944-500. 087-6944-500. So Kelly, to anyone listening, because I believe that people are always in the dark, you know, really simple, straightforward, what would you say to them?
I would just say, you know, if you like, come down to the studio. I've often actually met people in the car park that, you know, if they want to have a little lifestyle change, but they're too nervous to even come to the studio or have a chat or whatever, I actually go to the car park and meet them. And sometimes I actually just sit in their car and have a chat.
I feel I've got a little bit of like, I'm getting a little bit sad here. Kelly, you're amazing. I have another text in. Hi, Kelly. I just want to say you are a fantastic trainer. By the way, you've changed my life. The gym is like my family and they notice if I go missing, which is really important. Kelly, you are the best. Lots of love from Gillian.
Ah.
So again, Gillian, thanks very much. Thanks, yeah, Kelly, you know, it's, I think it's amazing. But, you know, the most important thing is it's a real life story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what creates the difference.
Yeah.
You know, like hearing it from people that have been in the dark, that kind of have suffered. And that's, you know, and let's face it, we all have dark days and we all, you know, go through it. So, Kelly, you're amazing. What does it all take? So, like, to be a mother, a wife, and I'm sure your fantastic husband is listening. He's away in Essex at the moment. We hope you're having great fun without us. Kelly, what does it all take?
I just think it takes to, you know, have a really good people around you, really good people that are like-minded, that motivate you, encourage you to be just a nice person.
What if you're stuck with people that you feel you have to be around and you're in a circle where you feel this circle isn't serving me anything anymore? What do you do?
I would, because obviously it's very easy just to say, oh, change your friends. Like, that's really hard to do, you know, but I would just set boundaries up and slowly start to maybe change and evolve. You don't have to drop people like straight away, but yeah, you can definitely just
push them out to the overall outer circle.
Yeah, definitely, because it is really important to who you surround yourself with.
On the other side of things, let's flip the chart right around to anyone looking to succeed, because I'm sure there's people listening that have experienced what you've experienced and they're in the green now, mm-hmm. but they want to take the next step. What do you have to do?
Well, I just think you have to keep learning. You have to keep on top of yourself. You have to, you know, go. You also have to just be a really nice person and be humble and don't think you're better than anybody else and be true to yourself and care about what you're doing, care about the people, and but definitely just work really hard, really hard.
I believe that if you want to succeed in life, you got to get up early and you got to work.
Yes.
There's just another text in there and it says, Kelly, thank you so much. You have been an inspiration to me and I will never forget your help and support. And that's anonymous. And also, Kelly, I love your story. What you're saying is really, really true and really honest. There needs to be more people outspoken like you.
Oh,
so
thank you
so
very
well
much.
Done. So Kelly, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you
so much. You've certainly lifted my spirits. You've got an amazing success story. But I feel this is only a chapter to your book. I think there's a lot more to come. So look, well done. And you know, I'm a firm believer that things can only get better.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
So Kelly, all of us here at Near FM, we're delighted to have you in. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Happy Friday. And it wasn't that hard, sure.
No,
wasn't.
It was great.
So,
thanks to me.
Well done. And thanks. And remember, things can only get better.